savior. He can move the mountains. Our God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, he can move the mountains. Our God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus. Hallelujah. And you are welcome to visit my website or blog. Jesus is Lord. I am the church in splendor.com for all my posts. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, by the spirit of the living God, I desire that every believer would take any or all parts of the contents of my books or my posts, let the Holy Spirit turn them into their own personal testimony, and they record them and publish them on the internet under the website titled I, their first and all last name, am the church in splendor, as a sweet offering to the Lord our God. You are welcome to access my post, quote unquote, while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me, and while I was small in my eyes, God love exalted me. For more detail, I pray that no one will allow a Satan to fill their heart to lie to the Holy Spirit in using my books and my poster in any wrong way, for they would not be lying to me, but to God. I equate the use of my books of testimony to the time of in Acts 4:32. And I pray that they don't have to encounter Acts 5:1-11. For we who are being led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of love. All rights reserved to the Holy Ghost and to Rose M. Cardo, whom he has inspired. Freely I have received, freely I give, and freely it is to be spread throughout the whole earth to awaken my family and household of faith, edify the body of Christ, and help somebody out of darkness into the marvelous light of God in Christ Jesus, my Lord. For my spiritual leaders have planted in the presence and participation of my sons, Andrew and Brian and Alexander, I have watered, but God brings the harvest. Any song used on this website from any of the anointed anointed worship leaders of the church is solely to help us praise and worship the Lord our God. We have no right to any of the songs. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Abba, Father, you said that when the cry of praise cover the earth, heaven will shake and my son will come. And thus, by the precious blood of Christ, the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God, and the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, we've gathered here today at the table of grace and giving voice to your word, upholding all things by the word of his power. We believe, we receive, confessing, professing, decreeing, and declaring, speaking the work, the word, the glory of the Lord into the days of evil, into this present darkness that we can see, excuse me, and enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living for your good pleasure. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty, you his angels. Praise the Lord, you mighty ones who do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, all you his hosts, you his ministers who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Atolo soto kolohiashi, menolo soto kolohiashi, ele soto kolohiashi, salamatariashi, etolo soto kolohiashi, manalato kolohiashi, sere minalasa, ala salatala hiashi, sere minoloso, olo soto kolohiashi, etarasata karahiashi, salamatariashi, analato kolohiashi. We praise the Lord. Father love, I, a member of the body of Christ, I believe I receive all authority in heaven and on earth that has been given to me in Christ. I know and understand that all things are possible to me who believe. In Christ, I hold the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I have the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever I declare locked on earth is locked in heaven. And whatever I declare unlocked on earth is unlocked in the heavenlies. Every demon in hell trembles at the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of God, and submits. The Lord saw you, the Satan, falling like a lightning from heaven. Behold, the Lord God of hosts has given me. Thus I take the right to command. I take authority to tread. I exercise absolute mastery over serpents and scorpions, which are the rulers, the authorities, the powers of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, and over all your power, your ability, what you can suggest and what you can influence, the Satan, the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Even the spirits are subject to me, because of the name of the Lord, God of hosts. Even the demons believe that God is one, and they tremble in terror. I defeat the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. And I do not love my life so much that I am afraid to die. Jesus has broken the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and freed me from the fear of death. For my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has already destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. We overcome the Satan when we testify personally of what the word of God says the blood of Jesus does for us. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides a defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. Thus, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the spirit of sleepiness, tiredness, and stealing, killing, destruction, deception, and any other demonic activity that would come against us in our devotional time, or at any other time. They are defeated in our lives. Lord, in the dimension of the Spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crush, excuse me, the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against us. And in the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stanford, and I, each of our spirit, soul, body, mind, life, and our homes and everyone in them, and our streets and our walls within our palaces with the precious blood of the of Christ for such a time as this. Whatever was said or done against any one of us, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, they hit the bloodline. And by the blood of Christ, that clothes us and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. By the blood of the cross of Christ, the Lord our God has set us high above all nations on the earth. And all these blessings have come upon us and overtake us because of what the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We, the Scatterbound family, households and ministries, are individually and all as a whole. We, the Scatterbound family, households and ministries, are blessed, are favored in the city, and favored in the country. Fruitful are the fruit of our womb, the produce of our soil, and the offspring of our livestock. The issue of our herds and the issue of our herds and the young of our flocks multiplied our green beans and our kneading bowl, replenished our bank accounts, renewed our ponds, our springs, our rivers, and our lakes. We walk in dominion and authority in our coming in and in our going out. The Lord beats down before us the enemies that rise up against us. Do they come out against us from but one direction? They flee before us in seven. The Lord affirms his blessing upon us, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, on our bonds and on our undertakings, blessing us in the land that the Lord our God give us. For we, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, will continue to seek first and foremost the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things, and walk in the ways of the Lord. The Lord has established us, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, as a people sacred to himself, as he swore to us, so that when all the nations of the earth see us, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, see us bearing the name of, see us bearing the name of the Lord, they stand in awe of us, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries. The Lord has opened up for us his rich treasure house of the heavens to give our land rain in due season, blessing all our undertakings so that we lend to many nations and borrow from none. The Lord has made us this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, individually and or as a whole. The head and individually and or as a whole, the Lord has made us this Scatterbound family, households and ministries, the head and not the tail. We are always mounting higher and not declining. Amen. Our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Wherever the light touches today, that we, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, shall be delivered. Anyone who would come against us, the Lord God of hosts is with us always. Who can ever come against the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the cross, and the blood of Christ? What can withstand the strength of the right hand of God? Who can ever stand before the name of the Lord of the angel armies, whose we are and whom we serve, who never leaves us nor forsakes us? And thus, thanks be to love, thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and manifest to us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. For we are the fragrance of Christ to the Lord, to God, among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one we are an aroma that brings death, to the other an aroma that brings life. Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ, we speak before love with sincerity as those sent from love. Therefore, we fear neither man nor beast, for Jesus Yeshua has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. Father, love, I believe I received the fullness of the peace and the abundance of the Garden of Eden, including the weather patterns and nature and its fortunes, flowing, working, dwelling in each and every realms of our lives, of our lands, our gardens of Eden, of delight, of voluptuous living, and our territories, that as it is in heaven, so be it here on earth, for our families, their households, and ministries, and our lives, and nations. In Jesus' name, the Lord God of hosts, amen. So be it. So be it. Lord, thus, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the Satan, the devil, and his minions, the plans of the enemy, his strategies, his wiles, and all their powers and their ability to steal, kill, and destroy, and deceive are paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated in our lives, lands, and territories. Amen. So it be, Lord, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them all. Amen. They all fail. Oh, I will sing to the Lord, for He is highly exalted, both horse and driver. He has hurled into the sea of their wickedness. As the Lord passes today through the lands to strike the wicked, behold a mass exodus in the natural as the spiritual flee. And the Lord redeems this prophetic timeline of peace and prosperity He has given us to instill and restore the fear of the Lord on this earth and in the hearts of men, women, and children in every tribe and tongue, people, and nation. I thank you, Lord, that you have laid your hand on the cabals, the Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked, and with mighty acts of judgment, you've brought out today your divisions, your church, your nations, and the cabals, the Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked. Now know that you are the Lord when you've stretched out your hand against their wicked plan and brought us out of it. I thank you, Lord, that you've showed, O Lord, to the cabals, the Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked, your power, and that your name are being proclaimed in all the earth. I thank you, Lord, that you've performed these signs of yours among the cabals, the Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked, that we may tell our children and grandchildren how you, O Lord, dealt harshly with the cabals, the Illuminati. Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked, that we may tell our children and grandchildren how you, I thank you, Lord, that you've performed these signs of yours among the cabals, Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked, that we may tell our children and grandchildren how you, O Lord, dealt harshly with the cabals, Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked, and how you performed your signs among them, and that the nations now know that you are the Lord. Lord God, I thank you that you stretched out your hand and have smitten the cabals, the Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked, all your wonders, with all your wonders, which you do in them. I thank you, Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. You've let it be known today that you are God in the earth, and that I am your servant and have asked all these things at your command. You have answered me, Lord, you've answered me. So now the nations know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. Behold, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, the God of glory, has appeared. Jesus is Lord over the whole earth and everything in it. The Lord is in me, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, wherever it pleases him. Lord directs President Trump's Prime Minister Netanyahu, the righteous men, women, generals, the militaries, their hearts to fulfill in God's time your perfect will, your perfect plan. Everything that the deep state tried failed, the fraud failed, it all failed. And today, President Donald J. Trump is in the Oval Office and sitting behind the president's desk, and is still our president, the commander-in-chief. And the Lord has restored the national sovereignty, making everyone their own sovereign individual. He has brought us back to Eden, he has brought us back to Eden, that as it is in heaven, so also be it on the earth. Father, love, for the beauty of your love, I thank thee in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, love, for Holy Ghost resurrection, a fire that comes down and consumes and curses any wrong curse, witchcraft, omen, divination, sorcery, a sorcery, any type of voodoo, witch hunt, spells, spirit cooking, sickness, attack, anything like any expedition, hex, anything of the occult done to or sent toward innocent, against President Donald J. Trump, and or any one of us. the righteous and demanding our death and to incapacitate us in every way, shape or form. They hit the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ that clothes us, and that is a completely insulating, protecting, preserving and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. Any influence by the blood of the Lamb, any wicked thing that comes against us, including all their implementation, all their darkness, they stumble and fall because of the blood of Christ, the anointings that remove burdens and destroy yokes, wherever the light touches today, wherever the light touches today, that President Donald J. Trump and each one of us, the righteous, shall be delivered. I thank you, Father Love, that President Donald J. Trump's and Prime Minister Netanyahu's eyes are undimmed, then their vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of their countenance. And so it is. It be for all of us, the righteous. We are strong in the Lord and in the word, in the power of His might. The Lord renews our strength, our youth, like that of an eagle's. I thank you, Father Lord, for a spirit of holiness and discernment and unity. And unity for President Trump, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and all of us, the righteous, who are standing for righteousness and truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of strength, and the Spirit of the knowledge of and fear of the Lord, and our delight be in the fear, reverence, honor, respect of the Lord. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, I command. We the church, we the ecclesia, have the power and the authority to change time, not the occult world. Therefore, bow your knee. Therefore, bow your knee in the name of Jesus Christ. The completion of a new world order and a new world government was not and will not be bought and was not and will not be established before, on, between, after 2022 and 3/22/2022 and by 2030, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be that plan, all its powers and ability to still kill and destroy and deceive, have been crippled. It can no longer prosper for such a time as this. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be, excuse me, the seed of the serpent and serpent venom, cheap implants, and any hidden deed of darkness. By the blood, for such a time as this, they shall not affect, infect, afflict people's bodies, lives, souls, to control and prevent them from knowing God and remembering His love for them. For God, for love, so loved the original world order that he created it to be, that he gave his only begotten son to bring us, to bring you back into the position of sons and daughters, so his order can be completed again. The Lord has put all things under your feet, and then above all, prosper and be in good, good health, even as your soul prospers in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Word of God. Amen. So it be, Lord. I wash in the blood of the Lamb all the children, youth, and young adults around the world, and they shall not come. They shall not be affected, infected, afflicted by the seed of the serpent, by serpent venom, a cheap implants, the healing seed of darkness. Thanking you, Father Lord, for their protection and preservation, thanking you, Father Lord, for their protection, deliverance, honor, deliverance of and for their restoration and preservation and provisions for the sake of your posterity. Abba, in the name of the Lord God of hosts, Jesus Christ. Amen. It is finished. Jesus is Lord over his whole creation. My Lord Jesus Yeshua, my Lord Jesus Yeshua, Adonai, you are Lord over heaven and earth. Adonai, every knee will bow to you, Lord Most High. Even though you are my my friend and my blood brother and my bridegroom, you are my Lord and my God and my King, my judge and my defender, the redeemer of my past and present wrong, holder of my future days to come. I trust in you, my faithful high priest, my doctor and my healer, my counselor. I am the servant of the Lord. May your word to me be fulfilled. Father, your name be glorified in me, for if I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory. In memory of me. And now behold, I have brought the first fruit of my increase as my love, gratitude, and honor to my God, and I receive a plenty instead of lack, and breakthrough instead of failure. Majesty, we worship your majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority flows from his throne unto his own. His anthem is, we exalt, lift up on high the name of Yahshua. Yeshua, we magnify. Come, glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, we worship your majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Yeshua who died, now glorified, King of all kings. The high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek, I adore you. And I thank you for the last blessing, the mercy, the grace, and the wisdom, the understanding, the revelation, knowledge, the discernment, ideas, concepts, insights, and witty inventions, and the favors we need to protect and to deliver and preserve us, and that provide the money, wealth, and riches to bring us this Cattlebound family, households, and ministries to the next level of our prosperity in Christ. So help us, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord's justice dwells in the desert. His righteousness lives in the fertile field. The fruit of that righteousness be peace. Its effect be quietness and confidence forever. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. The hail flattens the forest and the city is leveled completely. How blessed are we, this Cattlebound family, households, and ministries. And ministries are sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. In the name of the Prince of Peace, our lives are redeemed from destruction for the Lord God of hosts will not spare the lives of his enemies from death, and we are wise, we are holy. We are holy, we are righteous, we are the redeemed of the Lord. Amen. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. To him who is able to keep us from stumbling and to present us before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority to Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages and now, and forevermore. Amen. I who feed on this bread will live together. Will live forever, for I have the fire, the life of the everlasting living in me. Thus I believe I receive divine healings, and I think and speak and act and walk in divine healings, in divine health and divine restoration. For his spirit gives life to my mortal body because of righteousness. Hallelujah. There be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. We partake of our the broken body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sealing our resting in my well-being with and in Christ. Amen. Oh, the glory of your presence. We are temple. friends, so arise to your rest and be blessed by our presence. You as we glory in your embrace, as your presence now fills this place. Oh, the glory of your presence. We your temple give you reverence, so rise to your rest and be blessed by our presence. We glory in your embrace. As your presence now fills this place, as your presence now fills this place, this place. Hallelujah. This is the blessing. This is the blessing that is on my spouse and on our children. By the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God, Holy Ghost, resurrection fire, power, my stand, my jewel, and your wife to be, my daughter, my bride. And your wife to be, my daughter, my Alec. And your wife to be, my daughter, and every one of our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, to the thousand generations, households, and ministries, thou art sons and daughters of the Most High God in the house of our Heavenly Father. That day when God, when love resurrected Christ from the dead, hath he begotten you, hath he chosen you, that day. He is your father, and you are his sons and daughters. Let all the angels of God worship, minister for you. For as Jesus, the Word of God, the Son of God is, so also are you in this world. Therefore, you are the church that Christ loved and gave himself up for. He has made you holy, and he is cleansing you by the washing with water through the word, and is presenting you to himself, the church, in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. You be holy, spirit, soul, and body, without blemish. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of you, the sons and daughters of love, and of the angels, he saith. He maketh his angels as spirits, and his ministers as flames of fire. But unto you, his sons and daughters, your thrones as God, as love, stand forever and ever, and the righteous scepter, the scepter of your kingdom in Christ, is the scepter of absolute righteousness, of justice and straight, and of straight forwardness. You have loved righteousness. You have delighted in integrity, virtue, and uprightness, in purpose, thought, and action. And you have hated lawlessness, and justice, and iniquity. Therefore, God, even your God, has set you above your companions, the angels of the Lord, by anointing you with the oil of exultant joy and gladness with and in Christ. For each one of you has confessed with your mouth Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of God is my Master And God has set everything right between him and me. And now believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You shall be sozo, eternal inheritance in and with Christ. For each one of your names is written in heaven, in the book of destinies, and in the Lamb's book of life, belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And furthermore, you, Lord, did lay the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you remain and continue permanently. They will all grow old and wear out like a garment, like a mantle thrown about oneself. You will roll them up, and they will be changed and replaced by others. But you, my Lord Jesus Christ, remain the same, and your years will never end nor come to failure. Now, Lord my God, I thank you that because they have found favor with God, and the Holy Spirit has come upon them, and the power of the Most High, the power of the blood of the cross of Christ, has overshadowed each one of them, so that Stanford, Andrew, and your wife to be Brian, and your wife to be Alexander, and your wife to be, and every one of our grandchildren and great-grandchildren to the thousand generations, our households and ministries, that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. By his stripes you were healed, by his stripes you are healed, and by the blood of the Lamb you are made whole. You are redeemed from iniquity and transgressions, strongholds and strong men. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding is guarding each one of your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. You are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Everything that you put your hands to prospers, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, says the Lord. You are accepted in the beloved, seated at the right hand of God, enjoying the presence of the Lord. For in his presence there is fullness of joy, at his right hand pleasures forevermore, as long as you remain in Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thus we each declare, I fight the good fight of faith, laying hold on eternal life, so that when I have done the will of God, I will receive and enjoy to the full what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay, but my righteous one will live by faith. And I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back, but I, the Lord's very own special treasured possession, do not belong to those who shrink back to eternal misery and perdition and are utterly destroyed, but to those who have faith, who are believers, who cleave to and trust in and rely on God through Jesus Christ, my Messiah, and are saved. Through me, his beloved, the Lord, my love, brings this whole matter, the church age, to an end, for my heart has captured his love for humanity. Amen. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Lord, my God, by the blood of the Lamb, you have removed all sickness from my midst. By the blood of the cross, that you have pronounced our freedom in Christ. So it remains. Psalm 22. At the cross, my Lord Jesus, Yeshua, You have defeated the bulls of Bashan. This is the DNA of giants. You have defeated the right for me. I stand on this, your victory, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts. The rewrite has no effect on me. I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. I have washed my hands and feet in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is therefore now no condemnation for me who am in Christ Jesus, who do not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Behold, I take power to tread the Lord God of hosts, making a path for me on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Not that I would put the Lord to the test, thus by the blood of Christ, for the love I believe I receive, that if I drink any deadly thing, even the vaccine, serpent venom, a bioengineered products and genetic modifications, quantum data, and these shall not harm me. I shall not be affected, infected, afflicted by the seed of the serpent, by serpent venom, by cheap implants, by all the deeds, and by any hidden deed of darkness. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them all. Amen. They all fail. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Amen. It is written, message from God in human DNA code. Hello, my children. This is Yahweh, the one true Lord. You have found the creation secret. Now share it peacefully with the world. Thus it remains. The name of God is inscribed in my DNA, both now and forever. And I have the mind of Christ. And my spirit remains sealed with your promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of my inheritance toward redemption as your possession. Yahweh, to the praise of your glory. A spirit, soul, and body, I remain in Christ. My heart crying out, Abba, my Father, my Daddy. And we partake of the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sealing our resting in my inheritance, that my name will never be blotted out from the Lamb's book of life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, knowing nothing shall ever be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Thank you, Father Lord, for cleansing my blood and my loved one's blood with the precious blood of Christ. For the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Blessed am I who have been invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. These are the true words of love. Oh Lord, my love, how I long for the day when you drink of this fruit of the vine, new with me in the kingdom of our Father, the cup, the power of my acceptance by love in Christ. Amen. I am fully persuaded that what the Lord my God has promised, he is also able to do. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, I come, for I am an heir to the kingdom of heaven. In our Father's house, you have prepared a place for me, Lord my God, and I will to get there and without my sin the grave, for it is you, Lord, who works in me to will and to act in order to fulfill your good pleasure. I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Even so, come quickly, my Lord Jesus Yeshua. Come, your bride awaits you. Don't delay. Thus, Lord, my God of hosts, having seen your glory on the face of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, the Son of God, now show us the strength of your right hand of justice. In signs and wonders and miracles, in our being caught up together with the dead in Christ, in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord forever. In glory, without falling asleep, without our seeing the grave, just as you exerted the strength of your right hand of justice to resurrect our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from the dead, lifted him up in heaven and put him to sit at your right hand as a tither who has brought all the tithes into the storehouse of the Lord, as a sower, that there may be food in your house, as a sower, as a cheerful giver who has dispersed the bread, who has given to the poor, my righteousness enduring forever. You, Lord God, who are powering up all grace, every favor and earthly blessing toward me, I prove you in this. If you will not open for us the windows of heaven and pour out for Stanford, Andrew, Brian, Alexander, and I, Mama, and every member of our family, households, and ministries, this blessing, our being cut up, cut away into glory, without our seeing the grave, without our going down into silence, right before the 7 years of the tribulation, expressions of your love toward us, Father love, in the name of Christ Jesus, Yeshua, our Messiah, the Lord, God of hosts. And so it be, Lord, for you, Lord, my love, you who did not spare your own son, but give him up for us all, how will you not also, along with him, freely, graciously give us all things, including our healing and restoration and our being cut away into glory, without our seeing the grave, without our going down into silence, right before the 7 years of the tribulation. Psalm 103:4. The Lord has redeemed our lives from the pit and corruption, and beautifies, dignifies, and crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy. Till that glorious day, I occupy until he comes. I believe and do what God says, and his wisdom will protect and promote me. We pray that foolish virgins with their lamps also take oil with them, For we, the wise virgins, are preserving our oil to trim our lamps for the bridegroom's coming to go meet him. Your word, O Lord, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. For it is I who is being led by the Spirit of God, who is the daughter of love. Christ's love controls, constrains, restrains me. I continue to walk in the Spirit, and I will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I love in the Spirit. I also follow the Spirit. I walk in the light of His presence. Thus I walk faithfully with the Lord my God. Then I be no more, because the Lord God has taken me away. Amen. Hallelujah. Till that glorious day, I remain sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and the helmet of my hope of salvation. For God, love, did not appoint me to suffer wrath, but to obtain salvation through my Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me, that whether I wake or sleep, after I would have lived at least 120 years on this earth, if Jesus dies, or until with long life, the Lord my God satisfies me, showing me His salvation power, the coming of the Lord to catch us, to catch me home to glory with Him, is my heart's desire. I should live together with Him, remembering that mercy triumphs over judgment. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.